7. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
Unit 99 is a regulation radio patrol unit of the Sacramento Police Department, cruising the streets with a tape recorder. Sergeant Meredith is on duty and works for your protection, as every police officer does. He can and does make arrests. His orders are to respond to the radio call. You go with him, and what you hear is real. Police, criminals, victims, and witnesses are all real. And whether an arrest is made or the subject released, what happens is real. Make no mistake about that. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 7. Unit 7. Check on an attempted suicide. This was reported by the man's brother. Check 7, come in and out 7.
An attempt suicide. Unit 7's on the call. Better go along and see if we can help out. Unit just pulled into the curb. We're right behind him.
I would really, honest to God, you give me a gun, I'll shoot myself.
No, you don't want to do that.
I think we better, I'll shoot myself.
I think we better go over to the hospital and have the doctor.
That's my own brother.
I know you do. I love her. Sure. I love her. Did I bring her home? You asked her. Listen, let's take me, the guys advice on you going to the hospital.
You asked her. Well, let's go with the hospital. Let's go. Why don't you go to the hospital? Well, what are you taking me to the hospital for? Because of this gas you've inhaled. I want the doctor to check you over, see that it hasn't hurt you. Yeah, but I didn't kill myself. Well, nobody's going to get it. I will.
You're solving your problems, but you're causing everybody else a terrific amount of problems.
Yeah.
Your wife, your child.
Yeah.
Well, listen, why don't you go on with us over to the hospital? We'll have the doctor look you over.
No.
Have I given you any trouble? Have I asked you to do anything?
You're not sorry.
Okay, I'm just asking you to go over with me to the hospital and let the doctor check you. I don't want you to be sick about this, see? I don't want you to be sick, and if you've inhaled enough gas, you could be a pretty sick boy.
Come on, let's go
on over to the hospital.
Don't be silly.
I'm not going to stand here and let you kill yourself. I'm not going to stand here and let you kill yourself.
Why are you standing in my way?
Why should I stand in your way?
No.
Because you're not thinking right now, and you need somebody to stand in your way.
I just want to kill myself.
Well, now, that doesn't make sense. To you, it makes sense. To me, it doesn't. And right now isn't the time for you to decide what you want to do because you're not normal. You're upset. You're terrifically upset. And now isn't the time for you to do anything but just go to sleep. And when you're tomorrow after this...
I'm going to take you down
and let the doctor talk to you. And then if he says, if he advises it, we'll let you sleep right there at the hospital tonight where there's somebody that can watch you.
I got to protect my home.
Nothing's going to happen. He'll lock it up. It'll be all right.
Well, Lopez, what's this all about?
Well, it seems that there's been some in-law trouble over a period of time, and his wife is not at home now, and I assume from what I've heard that she is at her mother's, and seems to be some interference from the mother into their family affairs. He has a stepdaughter who he cares a great deal for, who he's afraid of losing, and he's been drinking tonight and apparently feels very sorry for himself.
Well, what was this attempt suicide caused by?
Well, he turned all the gas jets on in the house and closed and locked all the windows and doors, and then he called his brother on the telephone and advised him of that fact, and his brother came over and broke into the house and found the gas in there.
Was this man lying on the floor, or was he conscious?
When we arrived, he was standing on the front porch with his brother. Apparently, he had been dragged out by his brother and was standing on the front porch when we arrived.
You're the brother?
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. He called me and told he was going to gas himself, and so I didn't know anything else to call you guys.
Is he having trouble with his wife?
Yeah, his wife. She came, just left him, and
he's become despondent.
She's left him a couple, three times, according to, you know.
Yeah. Well, I see that he's partially willing to go now, so let's try and get him down to hospital.
Yeah,
okay, boy. No, we'll take the squad car so we have the radio to listen to on the way down. Huh? Okay. We'll follow you down to the hospital. Lopez, what are you and your partner, Brian, going to do on this now?
Well, the man's been examined, and we put him in Ward 15 of the county hospital, which is for mental patients. And he'll be kept here for the balance of the night for observation. And I think probably the doctor seems to feel that he'll be released in the morning after talking to the doctor in the morning.
The doctor believes that his condition will be entirely different tomorrow.
Well, he feels that it's a temporary thing, and tomorrow he'll have a different aspect of the thing. Yeah.
The man who attempted suicide was drunk and despondent, but the fact that he telephoned his brother after turning on the gas indicated that his desire to take his own life was not too intense. He was held two nights for observation and then released. I hope you noticed the diplomacy with which the officer handled this man.
Units 242 and 246. 20th and Q, Queens. Investigate a report of a small boy in a bar.
Juvenile Officer Stodgill in York just received a call to 20th and Q regarding a child in a bar. We're just about 2 miles away. Let's see what it's about. This is Officer Stodgill in York just going in. Let's get out. How old is the child, ma'am?
Six.
6 years old?
Yeah, we went to Legion Hall, and we stopped in here for a beer.
Well, you realize that it's...
Yeah, I know.
5 minutes after one.
Yeah, but goodness sake.
Feel this is a proper environment?
Did somebody call you? No, I know it isn't.
Like
he's
this?
My grandson. And he once in a while, I have him with me, and I stop in here once in a while, and tonight I stop for one beer, and we've just been here. Somebody called you?
Yes,
I can't
ma'am.
Understand
we
it. How can they be people be like that?
Well, certainly he has no business being in a bar at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, I understand that. This is not a habit.
So, regardless whether it's a habit or not, it...
I was just kidding in there now. I was, knew the grandma to take him to a bar. But this is like...
Does his mother live in Sacramento?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Do you have him on the weekends, dear?
That's right.
Where does his mother live?
Here in town.
Where do you live?
Here, right around the corner.
Well, do you want to take that child home?
Certainly,
I do. Right now?
Certainly.
Fine. Under the circumstances, I think that'd be an advisable thing to do. You can't understand anybody calling.
No, because I'm not drinking, really. You can see.
Well, ma'am, the idea is that this isn't the environment for a child of age.
Don't you think I understand that?
Apparently, you don't.
Apparently, you don't.
Do you feel that you do?
Certainly. Look, I know that you don't take children to bars. I understand that.
Well, then why are you waiting?
Do you really?
I most certainly do.
Well, then why is the boy in here?
Don't you make an exception?
Not in the case.
I am not drinking. I mean, I'm not intoxicated.
You have been drinking. No, it's
beer.
Obvious.
Yes, I just came from the 21 Legion Hall just now. And we stopped in here to have...
How do you feel about this, son?
Oh,
would you like to go home and go to bed?
Hmm?
Do you spend every weekend with your grandmother?
No, he doesn't spend every weekend with me.
How about it? Do you end up in the bar, huh, on the weekends usually?
You know something? You're putting ideas in this child's head.
Well, I think you're putting ideas in the child's head, ma'am. This is not a laughing matter.
I know it isn't. Don't tell me.
Well, my child, I tell you, I strictly forbid him... For you to have anything to do with him.
You want to investigate my life.
We're not interested in your life. We're interested in the child's
and
life.
And I brought up his father. And I have never had an occasion.
Well, I hope to think that you didn't take your own son into a bar
never.
At 1 o'clock at night.
And I'm telling you, I have never had an occasion. You want to talk to my son? He's 25 years old. He never had an occasion of this sort.
You want to take this lady's name and all? Do you have a piece of paper and all?
You better.
Are you going to make an issue of this?
Under the circumstances, I don't think we have any other choice. You're just taking
understand.
A lighthearted attitude about
no,
it.
No, I'm not. I'm more serious than you are.
Well, we're advising you. You better start heading towards home and take this little boy and get him off the streets.
You could call. You know,
the at 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't either.
Isn't that something? This is the first time in history that this has happened. I don't understand this. This is the first time. I wonder who called.
Well, somebody called evidently thought the child shouldn't be there, too.
Well, look, you see, you walk in a restaurant or a bar for a beer, and we just got here.
The thing is, ma'am, at 1 o'clock in the morning, that boy should be home in bed. It's certainly not, it's not only not the place, it's not the time.
I can't. Well,
that
I
child
guess
should
you
be
have
in
to
bed
do
getting
your duty
asleep.
Because they called you,
it's
right?
It's not a question of doing your duty, it's a question of the right thing being done.
How old is the boy?
Six.
Did
you call?
Yes, I did.
I think that's a terrible.
I don't think it is. Because I have an ex-wife that I have a little boy just like
well,
that, and I don't like to see a little boy like that.
I think you're bitter.
No, I'm not bitter.
I don't think he is.
I think he is.
This is my grandson, and once in a blue moon,
right.
He comes to town
that's
and stays
right.
with
well,
me.
Well, then once in a blue moon, if you're taking and treating him like
yeah.
he is now, then he shouldn't be with you at all.
And we go to the Legion Hall we went tonight, and I live around the corner, and we stop by to have a beer.
Well, I know that little boy there has not had the attention of a father.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't. He has not treated me like that. He has had an attention of a father that
you
he should have had.
You are sadly mistaken.
No, was this boy with you when
don't
we first arrived?
Yes, he was.
You were
he was sitting on my lap.
Huh?
Yes,
well,
he was.
Because you talked to him. You brought him
that's
peanuts.
Right,
and he came
that's
over
right.
That's
right. Because he needed attention.
Isn't that
as far
terrible?
As you were concerned, we asked who the child belonged to and what? Why? What are you asking? Why?
Yes, because,
at 1 o'clock in the morning. You don't even know where the boy was. When we in fact, when we walked in,
now,
you were huddled over
right
a
there,
beer.
We should not even be discussing this in front of that little boy right there.
That's right. You're making an issue of it.
I'm not making an issue of it, but I still say
I
we shouldn't discuss it in front of him because he is a minor
this.
Child and...
You are
so
bitter.
Therefore,
you
no,
are
I'm
bitter.
Not bitter. No, ma'am.
This child has a beautiful home. Wonderful father and mother.
He doesn't know now. He's a scared rabbit right now.
No, he isn't. Right
yes,
now, you have scared him.
Well, I think under the circumstances, we're not going to discuss it any further.
That's
either you
right.
take the child home or you're going
naturally
to jail.
I'm
going to
take
you
it
You understand that, ma'am?
I understand perfectly.
All right. Let's not abuse a child any more than he's already been abused tonight. Take
that's
him home.
That's right. This is the first time
that's
he's been
that's it.
It would appear that Grandma wasn't the best influence in the world for this child, but she finally accepted the officer's suggestion that she get the youngster out of the place, and I doubt that she'll do it again.
Unit 7. 9-10. Two people, Tom, at... Check 7. Unit 5. Cover in on that 9-10 5.
That's a report of two prowlers or peeping toms out on 24th Street. It's Unit 7's call, but 5 is covering.
In custody. Let's get out and see what this is all about.
What do you mean?
Hello, Carrier.
Mm-hmm. This partner that was with him took off running between the houses here.
He wasn't no partner.
You say he was a friend? Where did you meet him?
I met him up on Broadway.
He had a flashlight in his pocket, too, Danny.
Uh-oh. What's your story?
He's killed a flashlight around.
What is your story tonight?
Well, I just went to the show down here, somewhere down off K Street. I was walking around. I went and walked up here to Broadway, and then my friend up there walked around down here, and then he says a cop and he ditched.
Where on Broadway did you meet this boy?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere up there on Lyon Street.
You don't know where it is?
No, I just met him.
How old are you?
18.
You 18?
18. Identification.
Let me see it.
Says he lives over on 19th Street.
Well, what are you doing over here?
I'm just walking around.
I guess you were. I don't think it's funny. We've got a report on you.
On me?
That's right.
For what? I always walk around about this time.
You were born in 39?
Yeah.
You know better than us what you were doing.
I was just walking around.
Well, why are you in this neighborhood? Any particular reason?
No particular reason at all.
Well, son, if you were born in 39, you're not...
Well, I just had my birthday last Saturday.
That makes you 17, not 18.
No, I'm 18. Oh, I had this made up when I was 17 years old. I was 18, September 29th.
Well, we don't believe it. We'll go by this card here.
Okay. But I need
to... Where are your parents?
At home.
They approve of you even if you were 18 to be roaming around the streets like you are?
Well, I am 18.
Do you realize what time it is?
It's about 1 o'clock.
It's after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is it?
Did you go through his pockets?
Just lightly. We didn't check it too well.
You got a couple of wrenches, flashlight.
What's your friend's name?
The officer's asking you a question.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Yet he's your friend, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever been arrested?
Nope.
I think this boy might have been prowling cars, too. Have you?
No.
Who see your hands?
Both of them are together when we turn the corner.
This fellow doesn't seem to know who his boyfriend is or what his name or where he lives. If you come around this residential area like you have tonight, darkened area with a flashlight and wrenches, does that make sense to you?
No, it made no sense to me. You carry a flashlight around with me.
Why?
I don't know. It's for any reason.
Why you carry wrenches with you?
And a bicycle.
You don't have a bicycle tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How about the, who's the unit on this?
Sam, we got the call, Sergeant, but we got here a little late. Car 5 is the one that picked the boy up.
Well, Lopez, did you check with the house where the complaint came from?
No, we haven't been to the house yet. We were looking around over the area trying to find the other boy.
Well, son, I think it'd be better for you if you cooperated with these officers and tell us who this...
Cooperate with?
What's that?
You nothing to cooperate with. I didn't do anything.
Well, you want to take him over there and...
Well, we'll take him back over to the residence and talk to the property owner and see just what occurred over there.
Okay. You still don't know what the partner's name was?
He ain't my partner.
Well, son, you're taking a very bad attitude talking like that.
I don't care. You don't got nothing on me. I didn't do a thing.
You haven't anything on you?
So what? Just because I had a flashlight and a couple wrenches don't prove nothing.
Well, if you're 17, you're out after curfew hours. And if you're 18, you could be vagged tonight. Do you know that?
For what?
Vagrancy.
Being on private property after dark.
Just check this thing out with the property owner.
Just walk in and do that.
Okay, we'll follow you down.
All right.
There's the lady out in front now.
Can you positively identify him, his face?
Well, it certainly looked like him, sir.
What was he doing?
It was just right up against... I had just gotten into bed. And since I am alone, I like to keep my Venetian blinds so I look out. I guess it's crazy. And I just felt a noise, and I looked out, and there was this person. It was all looked very light. I couldn't say whether he was all dressed in white, but the top was white, right up against my window. Against
that window there?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And that's all. And I just jumped out of bed and walked into my dining room and called for for someone to come out.
How many were there here tonight that you saw?
Just the one.
Just one?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We got information that there were two. Do you know anything about that?
No, because I had been out. As soon as I got home, I went to bed, and I heard another voice.
Oh, you heard two
As I was calling you, I heard someone say something, but what it was, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe it was my neighbors telling this person to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's check that area over there, see if there are any footprints. It was over here, was it?
Yes, yeah, it was right here.
Yeah, there's footprints in this wet grass. I saw some lines right over in this corner here.
Looks like the grass had been depressed.
Well, this narrow flower bed, it wouldn't have been necessary to step in it to get close to the building.
He was underneath that flower?
Yes, right in between the two bushes as far as I could see.
In the middle there.
It was right up against the window.
Uh-huh.
I was startled.
Yes, I Let's take another look there.
Since I am alone, I don't want to appear neurotic and call every time I hear a noise.
That's,
It's the first time I've ever called.
You do that.
And I didn't wait to see what he did. I just got out of bed and went into my dining room.
Yeah, Manuel.
I told him that we had seen a heel print similar to his in the dirt here, and he admitted that he said that he'd gotten tired and he walked up and stood up here to rest.
He admits
being on his property, but he still doesn't know who his partner was, who his friend was.
Well, that's what he was doing, prowling the neighborhood.
Apparently so. We're going to bag him. He says he's 18 years of age. We're going to have to. He has no other identification, and so if he wants to be treated as an adult, we'll have to book him as an adult as long as he states his age is 18.
Mm-hmm.
Until some proof arrives that he's under 18, why, he'll be treated as an adult, I suppose.
Yeah.
But we'll put him in as an adult for the time being until they determine for sure what his age really is.
What do you have to say now?
Just what I said.
What did you tell these officers?
I told them I went up there and I sat down. I mean, I didn't sit down. I was over there in the grass and I stood up. And I walked off and I walked on down that way.
Okay, 36.
And, those cops came around. My buddy said, there's cop, and he ran away.
Well, what were you doing up by the window? Why couldn't you sit down by the curb here?
Didn't want to.
You wanted to take a look in the house, I suppose.
No, I didn't want to take a look in the house.
What was the reason for going up to the house?
I didn't go up to the house. I just walked up there in the grass.
That's your story.
It's my story.
You're going to stay with it, then.
Stay with it.
This juvenile prowler wasn't 18 years old, as he claimed. He wasn't 17, as it appeared. He was 15 years old and engaged in very dubious activity, either as a peeping Tom or a car clouder. He was held overnight and released to his parents.
This is Unit 99. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department.
KMA 907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
You have just heard an authentic police action as reported by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99, in service, on the air. Next week at this same time, another on-the-spot tape-recorded event presented in cooperation with the Sacramento Police Department. Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.